Start again from Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara. Yiboy Yilohu Gefesh Shel Zaysim Pnan. In the Mishnah we have learned that there's an Isser Hatmona BeGefesh. So the Gemara clears a Shaila, which Gefesh are we speaking about? Gefesh Shel Zaysim Pnan Avol Deshum Shemin Shapir Domi. But the Gefesh of sesame seeds will be Mutter, because it doesn't radiate so much heat, so that is not considered matmin the dover amoisef hevel. A dilma de shumshim in tnan. Vacholshkain de zeisim. Or maybe the Mishnah means to say that shumshimin is also, and the Vada give is gefesh el zeisim. Tosh ma de omar rabzeire mishum chad de vei rab yanai. Kupe shetom ambo. A person was matmin a kedeira in a kupe. Also lohanicha al gefesh el zeisim. So one is not permitted to put this kupa on gefesh el zeisim. So since we see that the Tana specified gefesh el zeisim, so we see that the gefesh that is also the tzavke gefesh el zeisim. Shma mino shel zeisim tnam. So the Gemara says, "Lo'ila ma'imalachalin yinatman edishum shemin hamiyasa." Lagabi the isser that the Mishnah speaks about, that ain't tainim b'dava hamoisif hevel even gefes of shum shemin is also. Le'in yinasuki havla. But here we are speaking about a different problem. Here we need that the gefes should give out heat into the kupe. He's not matmin b'dovah ha-moisef hevel. He's matmin with muchin, as we will see in Rashi. So here the heat has to penetrate the kupen to go up. The zeisim maski havle. The shumshimin loy maski havle. So let us see Rashi. Kupe shetoman bo, shenoisin bo muchin. He put muchin, Rashi in the Mishnah says pshat, muchin is a dovah rach. The time in Bo Kedeira. So there was a Kedeira in this kupe. Le'inyan atmone, le'taymnoi b'seichoi. If a person will be matmin, a Kedeira in Gefes alone, so could be Shemshemin is also wasa. But here, since he was taymin in a kupe, asuki havlok gain zeshe hitmin b'dovaracha. He was matmin in another thing, in Muchin. Nich kupala gefes, the leka elosha gefes mala hevela maila matiach kedeira shebe kupe. So here we need a lot of heat to be generated. So here, davke gefes shel zeisim. But gefes shel shumshimin will be mutter. Now, in this halacha of kupe shetoman bo osala nicha al gefes shel zeisim, which is a very interesting halacha. That means in Yesod, he was matmin b'davar she'enai moisiv hevel. He was matmin b'muchin. But it was put on top of something that is moisiv hevel. So we see from our Gemara that this is also asa. That is a machlekes harishainim, machlekes the Rashba and the Ramban, what is the lomdes of this isa? The Rashba is ma'ire that l'chayre, what is the davar hatamun? The kedeira. The kedeira is not at all touching the zeisim. The kedeira is in a kupe, and the kupe is on the zeisim. So what kind of atmone do we have over here, l'gabi the gefes? The gefes is not being touched by the kedeira, and the kedeira is the davar hatamun. That's the Rashba's kasha. So the Rashba is machriach because of this kasha, that hu adin, if the kupe will be hanging over the gefes, because that what the kupe is touching the gefes, that's superfluous, that's nothing, because the kupe is not the davar hatomon, the kdeir is the davar hatomon. So if even though the kupa will be hanging over the gefes, there'll be a space between the kup and the gefes, but if after there is this space, the gefes can still generate heat up to the kedere, it will be also. And the Chazon Ish is mevayer, the lomdus of the Rashba is that al yedei hagefes, the muchim get a din of a dova hamoisiv hevel. That means the hatmana is zicher in the muchim. There was no hatmana whatsoever on the gefes because it's a dova hamapsi. I feel the way the Gemara says it's a dova hamapsi. Because the kedera is not touching the gefes, so there's no atmona whatsoever on the gefes. So what is the atmona? The atmona is in the muchin, in the begodim. Now, but since there's something that's generating heat and it's going up, so the begodim alone get a loche of a dover hamoisiv hevel. That is the shittes HaRashba. The shittes HaRamban is, Ramban says, the havelei ketoimen bedover she'enei moisiv hevel. He was toimen the kedera in a dover she'enei moisiv hevel. V'toman es hakeil bedover hamoisiv. And now everything, he was toimen in a dover hamoisiv hevel. So according to the Ramban, it is only also if the Kupa is touching the gefes. That means there has to be atmana in a dover hamoisiv hevel. But the atmana is taki the kupa. The matmin the kupa in the gefes. The kupa has to touch the gefes. Because in yesod, since the heat of the gefes penetrates the kupa and goes up to the kedere, so that's considered that is a hatmona in the gefes also, even though the gefes is not touching the kedera. But lo yitzuya, there'll be a space between the kupa and the gefes. So according to the Ramban, it'll be muta. According to the Rashba, it is also. Now let us see Tosfos. The zeisim maski havlo. So al kaponim, whatever the lomdus is, we see a meira de kechidish, that even though the iker hatmone is bedavar she'enei moisiv hevel, but if it is resting on, according to the Ramban, or over a davar hamoisiv hevel, this is also awesome. So Taisva says mikan, from a gemore yesh leser, lohaniach gecholim tachas hakedera. One is not permitted to put gecholim tachas hakedera. Va'afilu yitein aleihem eifer, and even if he'll cover the gecholim with eifer, so there's no shaila of shehiyah, that is called ktumeh. Ein lahatmin kedera aleihem. So he's not permitted to cover the kedera that is on top of the gecholim. That means if he wouldn't cover the kedere, so that's the mission in the beginning of kire, that as long as he made it ktume, it is mutter. If it is not kemachol ben drasoi, if he made it ktume, it is mutter. But if he covers the kedere now, so now we see from our gemara that your mitzaref the hatmone with the davar hamoisiv hevel, now it gets a din of aimet minim bedavar hamoisiv hevel of full of erev Shabbos. Hein lahatmin kideira aleihem, shrei agecholim marlim hevel lamaila, kemoi gefe shel zeisim. So this will zicha be yosa. L'chayre, v'yeish teima. So Taisus asks if we have an offene gemore. That one is not permitted to put a kedera on gecholim. That is mechusa be'ifu, because that's not worse than gefes. V'yesh teima. So Tosfos esay v'zay have a meira de kekasha. Hech onu matminim al kirei shalonu. Va'af al pi shegerfen oisay. Even though we take out the coals, he took out the coals of the kire, and they put in a kedera tamuna in the kira, who moisiv hevel, k'may gefer shel zaysim. They used to put a kedera tamuna in a hot oven. So even though the hatmone in Yisod was bedavar she'ene moisiv hevel, but since the oven alone, the kira alone is moisiv hevel, so this should be also like gefer shel zaysim. L'chayra, there is no difference if he covered the coals with ashes and he made it ktume, or he took out the coals and he made it grufe. But al kalponim, it's meisiv hevel. This does not have the guidelines, the halachas of Shia. Shia is mutter begrufe ktume, but Agamara says that atmone is asur if there is a source, even though it is mutmen bedavar sheini meisiv hevel. But if there's a source that is giving out heat, this asels if it's mutman. Va'aymari sheyesh litain tam l'kayim aminik. I think the lashon of the ri is very interesting. That means he says that there's a minig Yisrael, so now we have to rack our brains. But yesh litain tam l'kayim aminik. God, I was very spoiled. Is the lashon of the Orech HaShulchan. He speaks about Bizmanoi, all the Balei Tfilas, all the Chazonim used to use a tune fork. And the Amutshitzich, it's cliche. How are you allowed to use it? So before he says Ashtikteir, he says Ubehechrech Lelameitz Chus. You have to be Malamed Chus, ki chalila loimer sheklal Yisrael yichshelu beiser shvus, umagam baomdom betvila lufnei melech malchei hamlochim. So, Mamela, you have to be Malamed Chus. But I'm zogin hashtik teire. And al kaponim, so mistamad is a mahalach, al pi haloche, if there's a minig, was is eingefield geworden, this minig of the Balei Tosfos was a much more choshev. I mean, this was gefirt doch mit deiris arishainim. That was the only way they used to be able to have a hot food Shabbos. About kaponim, what do you do in the Gemara? Sheesh litain tam lekayim amin. So what does he say? So the Ri says as follows. The gabe gefes ikel emeichesh shemo yatmin kula b'seicha. So he says, be'emesin, there really isn't a hatmone b'gefes. Because the whole thing is mutmin v'muchin. Only on one side, gefes is being moisiv hevel. So why did Chazal ask? Because since gefes is something that is possible to be matmin in, ikelemeche shemo yatmin kulo b'soicha. A person won't differentiate. He's matmin, this would stim dachs me very good with the Ramban. Betim it's called as a hatmone begefes. It's like a matmin begefes. No, so a person will say, what's the chilek if you're matmin? If you're matmin one chilek of the kederin gefes, or you're matmin everything in the gefes? What's the chilek? So then is exeri kalamechishem a yatmin kula besoicha, because gefes is a material that is a bar hatmoni. You could be matmen akterin gefes. Avo bekirei shalonu. We have here an empty oven. It's hot. The walls are giving out heat, but there's nothing to be matmen in. Avo bekirei shalonu lo yishayich lemeiche shochi. So the Ri is mechadish. It's not a iser atzmi. That if you're matmen bedovor she'enei moisiv hevel, and there's a chelik that is moisiv hevel, that alone is a hefza di surim. The iser is because you might come to be matmin the whole thing, bedavar ha-moisiv hevel. So therefore, so comes out a gewaltige chiddush, if the davar ha-moisiv hevel is a material that you can be matmin akveir in it, so memele, so there's no iser. Ba'oid yesh sha'oisin chfira gedoilo. Others make a big hole in the ground. And they bricks around it in this hole. They cover the hole with bricks. We call tzat ulamata. Umechamin oisa heitek. In the Erev Shabbos, there's a big fire burning there, and the bricks get red hot. The goyofen oisa, and then they go and they take out the coals. But minim boasak deira. And the matmen in this chafire, the matmen de kdeira. This is l'chayre completely surrounded by something that is moisef hevel. So Taisa says, "Leidami lematmin bedover hamoisef hevel." This is also not considered matmin bedover hamoisef hevel. Le'osu elok shematmin umadvik saviv hakdeira. They only answer if the kdeira, if the dover that you are matmin the kdeira is attached to it and around it and is touching the kdeira. Dum yederemetz. The whole issa was. If you'll be matman begefesh, you might become to be matman beremetz. And so remetz is also, so you have ashes with coals in it, which could completely surround and touch the kdeira. Avoltanu, oichafiro, sheyesh avir, beinat fones le kdeira, ein leser, yoyser mehasho. Even though here the whole kdeira is in the tano, but that is bachlau not considered hatmone, since there's avir ben hatfonis l'kdeira. When the Taisus HaRosh brings down this teretz, the Taisus HaRosh says, sheyesh avir harbe ben tfonis l'kdeira. There's a big space between the tfonis l'kdeira. I'm just wondering if, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, there'd be a shaila about a crackpot. A crackpot, l'chayre, you have a dover hamoisev hevel, there's avir between the insert and the walls of the crackpot, but if you need avir harbe, that's very debatable if that would be considered avir harbe. Tosfos says avir. Avir is avir. You don't have to push it in. It goes in. There is a space between the insert, but there's not too much of a space. Al koponim, so Taisvis was miyashiv the minig. That's a second. So therefore, if it's not touching, it's mutter. V'rabbeinu Baruch Pirish, sheyesh lechalik, bein Taisvis hevel de gefes, le Taisvis hevel de kirish shalom. There's bechlala difference between a kire and gefes. Why? The fisha kira ain chayma ela machmasaych. The whole heat will only be machmasaych. Ulo oilam miskarev oilech. So, since you are goyref the tanu, so memele, the heat is going eventually to die down. Because you don't have a new source of heat. Because we're speaking about a grufe. Taisus started off to say, if you put ashes over it, that won't be mutter. And that's true, because a ketume, you still have the gecholim, that you have a source of heat. But Taisus is speaking about a grufe, so it's miskare v'hoyle. Avala gefes, moisef hevel miyatzmoy. This is a chemical reaction that gefes generates heat. So memele, so this is the isar of dover hamoisef hevel. But something that the heat lemaise is going to get less and less, that is not considered matmin the dover hamoisef hevel. Ayma reinu Shmuel, now a new halacha. The mutar losum tapuchim eitzel ha'eish samach lachasheicha. One is permitted to put raw apples eitzel ha'eish samach lachasheicha. I mean, afal pish la yuchlu litzlois mi ba'oidyoin. So we learned the beginning of Kire, the end of the first perik, one is not permitted to put raw food. Filichananya was only makel if it's special kamachel ben drasoi. And here the Rabbeinu Shmuel was matter to put raw apples, eitzalaish, samach lachashech. Afa pishla yuchlo litzlois mi boidyoin. So what's the heta? The necholim tvei kemoi shehem chayim mitav shoshan izbashel kemachol ben drasoi dishoi. So he says, I'm very radical on this. What was the whole svar of Chananya? The whole svar of Chananya, if it's edible, so there's no chash of chitoy. So memele, zogt the Rabbeinu Shmuel, a raw apple is much more edible than something that was nizbashel kemachol ben drasoi. So memele, if Nizbashel kemachol ben drasoi, there's no gzeira shema yovei lachatois. So a raw apple, which is much more edible, is zichenoch shash of shema yovei lachatois. Afal gav de perikamot nan ein tzoylin bosel botel ubeya elakadeshi yotzulu mi ba'oid yoin. Even though we learned in the first Perek, so Bosor and Beyes Poshet, and not Nechel Kamoisha and Chayim. So Memele, so it has to be roasted. Akaponu Kemachel Ben Drasoi Mi Bo Idyoin. But a Botzel is Nechel Kamoisha and Chayim. Va'afal Piken, it says, you're only permitted. Ela Kadeshi Yatzayla Mi Bo Idyoin. Afal Pishapomim Oichlim Botzel Chayim. People eat raw onions also. It's no dimyan, raw onions to raw apples. The cooking takes out the sharpness of the onion. It gives it a sweetness in the bishul. So there could be, it is worse than machel ben drasoi. Because it is not considered edible, since they are too sharp. So memele, so therefore the Gemara says that by a botzel has to be kadeshi yetzelum ibaidyon. The tzelum are worse than tapuchim. The im hitmin tapuchim imakadeilo. What happened? He was matmin the kedera. So first the Rashbam said you could put in raw tapuchim. There's no chash. So now he was matmin. We have here raw tapuchim, which were partially cooked, and now he's matmin tapuchim im kedera. Also laharzir korim vekasteis ala kedera sheimohem. If a person for some reason unwrapped the korim v'kastois from the kedera. So the halacha is, if a person was, even though we learned ein matminim, a person is not ein taimim b'shabbos, can only be taimim erev shabbos. But the halacha is, if you were taimim erev shabbos, and now you want to unwrap it and to wrap it over again, you're allowed to. So memela, that is a halacha if the food in the kedera is completely cooked. But if you have in this kedera rawish apples, and now you took off the wrapping and you want to be chayzer and wrap it over again, im hitmin tapuchim im kedera also laharzer korim v'kosteis al kedera. He's not allowed to put back on v'kosteis al kedera sheim mohem. Oyla hoysef aloysem korim, or to add on more korim. Afalga, the main sham tapuchim mutalahze. If there wouldn't be tapuchim and the kedera was completely cooked, one would be permitted to put back the coverings that were put on before Shabbos. Kidisnan be pirkin, kiso if he covered it before Shabbos. When is galah mutalachasai, so one is permitted to cover it again. This does not fall into the category of ein taimim b'shabbes. Allah haysif nami amrinim b'gemar, and one is permitted to add on also on a davar hamutman. in bala ha'isif ma'isif. So these halachas only apply when there's no shayla of bishul. If the dvarim in the kedera were completely cooked, there's only a shayla of ain time them b'shabbes. So the halacha is, if this was tamun erev Shabbos, one is permitted to unwrap them and wrap them again and to be ma'isif on the wrappings. But when there's tapuchim, but if there are raw apples in the kedera also, why? The marzer, if he's going to put back the kisui, the korim, the kastais, koidim shen is bashlo, before it got completely cooked, nimso mevashel b'shabbes. So it comes out, he's mevashel b'shabbes. Hey, since you have raw apples in the kedera, so by adding on a kisui, or by after the kisui was taken off, and you're putting it back on again, so it's considered your mevashel b'shabbes. Now this halacha, this hamachlokes, the Magen Avraham in the Beis Meir. The Magen Avraham says he only understands how is it possible mevashel b'shabbes, by covering a pot. It's mevashel b'shabbes. So the Magen Avraham says this is a hemshech of what we were speaking about till now. Tosfos has spoken about cases. The first case, he used to cover a pot and it was over a kira, and the kira was gerufen, the kira was giving out heat. So Tosfos said, alum this, that this is not similar to being matmin adover al gabi gefes. Fine. Because a gefes is exeri, a passes is exeri. But al koponim, you have a source of heat that is bekoyach levasho. Now, when you took off the korim v'kasti, so now this heat alone will not be bekoyach levasho. By putting back on the korim v'kasti, so this heat that is still coming out from the kira is bekoyach levasho. So that Tosfos says. So if you have a raw apple in the kedera, you can't do this because you're goyrim more bishul. But the Magen Avraham says, what if we were speaking about a case that, let's say, he was taimin b'davol she'enei moisef hevel. He had a hot cholent, and somehow in the hot cholent he put in a raw apple. And finished. And now the cholent is wrapped around the davar she'enei moisef hevel. It's a wrapping around it, fine. It's completely wrapped. Now he'll unwrap it and he'll wrap it again. Or he'll add more wrappings. So since there is no source of something that's giving out heat, so what could be the shaila? That's what the Magen Avraham says in Simon Reishon and Zayin Siv Dalet. The Beis Meir says, he disagrees with him. He says, could be in Tosfos he's right, because Tosfos is speaking about, Tosfos is speaking about you're matmin something, even though there's a davar hamoisef hevel. He says, but lahaloche, the Beis Meir says, afilu, you'll have something, you were matmin, b'davar she'ein moisef hevel, it will also be yosef. And the Beis Meir says as follows. He says, if you were matmin adova reseya, you had a hot pot, and you put in a raw apple in the pot, fine, that you did before Shabbos, and now the pot is wrapped around, is kozman she'oimed bersichosoy, the longer the pot will remain hot, yisbashel hamachol yoisa. So that means your raw apple is getting cooked from the heat of the pot. When you unwrap the wrappings, so now the pot was not bekoyach to be mevashel it, because it was exposed to cold air. You're going to wrap it around again, so that will enable, that means that there should still be bishul.
the heat in the pot alone will be goyin and bishul. I mean, that's why you're blocking out the cold air. So that is enabling in Shabbos that the hot kedele should be mevashel the apple. That's what the Beis Meir says. The Bir Halacha is maskim lahalacha to the Beis Meir. Agavucha, I think from this Beis Meir, we have a gewaldik ismach to a halacha, what the Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso says. And he says this halacha in Perik Aleph, Ois Mem Beis, which is perhaps a very shchiach dika halacha, which not too many people are acquainted with. Not most of us know that Shabbos one is not permitted to put on the hot water. The reason one is not permitted to put on the hot water is because when you put on the hot water, so the cold water enters the boiler, and so it comes out, you caused the cold water to enter the boiler and get cooked. So memela, you are mevashel the cold water. What happens if someone put on by mistake the hot water? Put on full force. Look, what do you do now? So l'chayri yisharet. What's there to do? I mean, to put on the hot water is a problem. To shut the hot water, what could be the problem? So he tainis is a meiradike problem. What is the problem? The problem is as follows. Because kolzman the hot water is running, so you have, the boiler is having difficulties in cooking the cold water. Because, yeah, let's picture the boiler. The hot water is running out. Cold water is gushing in. So let's say it'll take 10 minutes for the cold water that came in 1 o'clock to get cooked. Because you have the hot water is running out and cold water is coming in. So take 10 minutes for this water to get cooked. By shutting the hot water, so in Mela, there's no new cold water coming in. There's no hot water going out. It will get cooked in 5 minutes. So in Mela, I was goyrem by shutting the hot water. I took away the shter to the bishul, the cold water going in, the hot water leaving out. That was preventing the boiler to cook it quick enough, even though you have an ash on the bottom that is cooking it. But afal pikein, it would take 10 minutes for that water to get cooked. By closing the hot water, it'll only take 5 minutes. So you are mikarev the bishul. So l'chayre, the Beis Meir is mamish this halacha. The Beis Meir is saying, you have cold air that wants to be mitzanin, the kedera. And by being mechasa the kedera, you are taking away the cold air. So now the kedera is able to cook the apple. So Memela, so he says, that's a shiloh of mevashel. There's a shiloh of mevashel b'shabbos. How much bishul will be accomplished, al kaponim, you're enhancing the bishul by being mechasa the k'teir. Umash and noagu. Now there's another problem, what they used to do. Umash and noagu lohosir hakdeira mi'alakira. The minika oilam was, they used to be goyref, the kire. They took out the coals. And then they put back the kdeiro. Mashe nogu lahosir akdeiro mi'ala kire. Right before Shabbos. They took the kdeiro off the kire. Umeinichin ala karke, and they left the kdeira ala karke, ad she yigrefu hakire, till the bigayref the kire. So, Taisus lishitasa, if we remember, Taisus in the beginning of kira holds that there's an isa chazore erev Shabbos also. In the time, that means if it is so close to Shabbos that there's not enough time that if the kedera would be cold, there's not enough time to be maltiach the kedera. So Chazal gave, if one is choizer in this time, let's say he's mavzer 5 minutes before Shabbos, and in these 5 minutes it's impossible, if the kedera would be cold, it would be impossible for him to warm up the kedera, to heat up the kedera in these 5 minutes. So Chazal rechen keilu he was mavzer in Shabbos. And therefore, chazore, you need dine chazore. all the tnoim of chazore, which is necessary in Shabbos, is these tnoim exist if a person is magzer 5 minutes before Shabbos. So now Taisus is asking again on the minig. The minig was Erev Shabbos, when they were geirev the kira, they took off the kedera. It's almost impossible to be geirev without taking off the kedera. And no one was holding the kedera then, they put the kedera on the ground. And later they put back the kedera on the kira. Umeinichem ala karka atshe yigrefu akira. That's also modne. In Chazore, we learned as a shayl in the Gemara, if a person puts it ala karke, v'daitai laharzir, if that is permitted by Chazore. So Taisvi says, shema svira lom, kahach lishna dereish kire, tishori cheske, mishmei dabaye, nicho agabi karke, im daitai laharzir. That means Taisvi says, from the minig of Klal Yisrael, that everyone does this, so it seems that Kach niskabel, even though the Gemara blives by a teiku, but lahaloch it seems it was niskabel that if the that even though it was put down ala karke, if it's daite lahachzer, so memela there's no iser chazor. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Rabbe veRabzeire iklu lebeireish gelusa. Rabbi Rab Zeire once were by the Reish Gelusa on Shabbos. Chazyu lahu avde da anach kuze de maye apume de kumkume. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, apume de kumkume, mecham shel chamim. This was a kli rishen that had hot water in it. Vahakuza hoisa malaya tzainon. And the kuze was malaya tzainon. So he put a keli that was full of cold water. He put it over a klirishin. This, the Eved was doing this. This was the Eved of the Reish Gelusa. Tanach kuze de maya apume de kumkume. No ze rabbe. So rabbe screamed at him. Go al boy, Rashi says. Omele Rabzeires, Rabzeire asked Rabbe, what did he do wrong? Maishna mi mecham al gabi mecham. What's the difference if he puts a mecham al gabi mecham, if he'll put one klirishin over the other klirishin, if he puts a kuza of cold water over a klirishin? Omele, so Rabbe told him there's a tremendous difference. Hosomukumi kamukim. There only he's not creating heat. He's just making that the heat that is in the top mechem it should remain hot because there's a source of heat from the bottom. Hocha oiludi kol moilid. Here he's moilid heat in the kuze. Let us see what Rashi says. Maishna mi mechem al gabi mechem desanya bebraise besayif pirkin deshori. So Rashi learns Pshat the Kasha, but Rabbi Zeira was a Bekiyis the Kekasha. The Baraisa says it's Mutter. Ho samuku mi mukim, shameichem el yim gam bo yishmayim chamim. Vatach tenein el amamit chaymoy shalo yafik. But here he's moilet chaym in the Kuzer. Let us see Taisvis. Maishna mi meichom al gabi meichom. Koshalari. The Bereise Gufa, if he's asking a kasha from the Bereise, the way Rashi says, the Shari Mecham al Gabi Mecham Besoif Pirkin. So let us look at the Bereise. If he knew the Bereise, he should have known the end of the Bereise. Kitani Behedya, in the Bereise it says, V'loi Bishvil Sheyechamu, that he should not put something over a Mecham that it should get warm, Elo Bishvil Sheyumishumorim. Should remain warm, but not get warm. So what was Rab Zeir's kasha? Ba'imari, so Taisvis disagrees with Rashi. Agavulcha, the Rashba answers Taisvis kasha. He knew the beginning of the Bereis. He didn't know the whole Bereis. Ba'imari, the Bereis eloishmiyale. The Ri does not want to say such a pshat. He didn't know the whole Bereis. Ba'imikoyach Bereis eporich.
Not the kashas from, if he would know the Baraisa, he would have known what it says in the Baraisa. Elam imaisim b'chol yoyim, shenoisnim meichem al gabi meichem. So Mamelin, he didn't know how to differentiate between a meichem al gabi meichem, between a kuz al gabi meichem. Tema, the heichidon. Let's forget about the bekir. What's the story here? I yatsay ledes boy, if the meichem atach is yatsay ledes, heiche have a boy le mishre, afo pishe mevasho. How did he think it's permissible to put on top of the meichem? He's cooking the mayim tzayna. Mi lo yoda de teudeis ha oir ke oir, es nane neisnen beya betzada meichem, bo omar in gilgul chayiv chatos. Okay, a bishul a yedei teudeis ha oir, is also chayiv chatos. Usna nami ha-meichem shepineyu, they emptied out the meichem, but the walls of the meichem are still hot. Lo yichi l'soichai, lo yiten l'soichai tzayna. So memeila, one is not permitted to put cold water into ha-meichem because it's going to get cooked from the doifnei ha-meichem. So if it's going to become yatzei ledes, so what was the harmony that should be mutter? This is Tildes age. Ve'ila hafshil. And if the whole purpose of putting the cold water there is only it should get warm, heichi masik da'osa. Otanya be'perikire, noisen odom kitain shalmayin keneged ha'medure. A person is permitted to put a pitcher of water opposite a fire, Loi bishvil sheyechomu, not it should get hot, because that's a shayla bishul, elo bishvil shetofu ktsinosum, v'haynu hefshek, in the muchach sugida osom. If the whole kavon is only to warm up the water, so that is not bishul. Rav yudin amikom ahosam, echot mayim, ve'echot shemen, yatzei ledes boy osa, if the purpose is that it should become yatzei ledes, it's osa. Ein yatzei ledes by mutter. Yeah. Ein lechalek. The gabi medu. So we see that if the whole purpose is only that you become warm, so there's no issa. So if you can do this with a meduris, you can zich do a gabi amechem. So what was to zich do? If the purpose was to make the mayim al yoinim yatzei ledes, so Rab Zeir is very schwer. If the purpose is it should only become poishrim, so Rab is very shver. Ve'ein lechalik the gabi medure yizoyer shalo yevashel. Now the emissin, there's a potential danger. Yitaka only wants that it should get warm. But there's a possibility it might get cooked. So could be the chilik is as follows. Gabi medure yizoyer shalo yevashel. He's aware of this danger. So be careful it shouldn't get cooked. Even she waits till age, he realizes there's a possibility that it might get cooked. So when he puts it there, he watches it that it shouldn't get cooked. That means here he's not permitted to leave it, even though it will be ein yatzei ledes. The shema yovilitais v'yoniach hachay yizbasho. Because by a meichem he doesn't realize that there's also a potential bishul. Since there's no eish lefonov, so he doesn't realize what could occur. So he could leave it there already. And it could become this bashel. So Taisva says that's not true. That means that they weren't geyser by meichem. The gabi meichem sherina losis l'soichai mayim merubim. Kedei la'avshiram. Aye, if you'll say that a meichem, a person doesn't realize the possibilities of bishul, so you should be geyser mayim merubim ota mayim uotim. So it seems that a person is aware of the danger. If he wants to make sure that it won't get cooked, he's permitted to use the meichem to warm it up, even though there's possibilities that it could get cooked. The Nira L'Rashbe. So Taisva says, the Hodesh Arina Losses Kitain Shalmayim כנגד המדורה, היינו ברוחק מן המדורה. So now Taisa says a new pshat. When we learned this Gemara, we said over there is a machlokes kav the Rashba and Rashi. The Rashba holds like this Rashba. The hodesh harin elos is kitten shalmayim keneged hamedura. That one is permitted to put a pitcher of cold water near a fire. Haynu berochek min hamedura shelo oilam lo yuchal lovoy lidei bishul. That means it would stay there for 5 hours, it wouldn't become Yatzei Ledes. Then one is permitted to put a Kitein Shamayim Keneged HaMedure. Avol Bekorei, but if it is close to the Medure, Oser Afilu LaHavshel, then he's not permitted to leave it there. Even his Kavone is, he just wants it to get warm and he's going to take it away soon. Dilma mishtali, because he might forget. There is such a possibility. So by Medure Gufe, they only will matter if we are 100% sure that it is such a distance that it'll never become this Bashel. So that is Pshat by Mechem. Mechem we are speaking about, his intent was that it should get warm. But there's a possibility that it could get cooked. So that's what the Mephoshim say. So now you could say, not the way Taisa said before, that as long as the purpose of his putting it there is that it shouldn't get cooked, it should only get warm, so it's mutter. Even though there's a possibility that it could get cooked. That's what Rabbi told them. No, that's also not permitted. Not that his purpose shouldn't be sheyichamu. That it shouldn't be in a mokim that it's possible sheyichamu. Aloshing dochuk tzatz. But that's how Taisus learns pshat in the Gemara. Zog die Gemara weiter. Hada Chosye, they were observing this Eved of the Reish Geluse, the Poras, he put over, Tas Tudo Apume de Kuve. There was a wine barrel, and he put over, he had a Suda, Tas Tudo Rashi says, is a turban, a sudar shel roish. The kuve, he put it over a kankan. He covered this kankan with his sudar. And va'anach natle ilave, kli sheshoivin yayin min a kuve. There was a kli that they used to go and shep out water from the kuve, shep out wine from the kuve. So when he covered the kuve, he put the kli, which was wet, over this suda. Noze Rabbe. Rabbe again screamed at him. Amale Rab Zeire. Amai. What did he do wrong now? Amalei hash the chazis, you'll see. The saif chazi, the kamatzalei. So since this natla, this keli, was used many times, used to shep out wine, and they used to put it, this wet keli used to put on the suda, so the suda got soaking wet. So the saif chazi, the kamatzalei. So he's over on the iser schite. Svasemis is Moira, the Shekel Chamaisi, told him, wait, you'll see. So he waited till he was Machalo Shabbos, and then he said, see, I told you he shouldn't have done it. So the Svasemis has two Malchim. Lusayv Chosi de Komatzelei, he wants to be Matrik, not that he kvetched it out, he wanted to kvetch it out. Before he kvetched it out, like he gave him noch a Gishrei. But he didn't kvetch it out. That's one shot in Svasemis. And second shot in Svasemis was Lusayv Chosi Komatzelei was Meitzoi Shabbos. But he showed him that it had bothered the Eved, that it was getting wet.
So Mamela, if you have such a situation, another Eved might crash it out in Shabbos. Omalei, Maishna, Miparunke? Omalei, Osam, like copy the lava. Oche, copy the lava. Parunke is such a beged that it doesn't matter, it doesn't bother him that it's wet. This is his Suda. So Lamaise, so here there's a Xere, Shema Yavai, Lidei Srita. The Ka'atza, Shahoyo Seichtoi, Min Hamayim Shenivloboy. There's a problem over here. We started with Yayin and we ended with Mayim. The Rishash has discussion. The Chaydish Ovev says you should be Geirish Yayin. Maishna mi parunke, beget ha'osoi lifroi salagigis. A beget that they used to, was miyuched lifroi salagigis, a person oisei b'shabes. It seems there that you also have the same problem. So there's like kapitalayim shari b'mayim shere lekach osi v'lay osi lidei schita. There it's osi for that. So he's not makpid if it's soaking wet. Here he is makpid. Zok taisvis maishno mi parunke peisha ben lechananu tomarove beperik toilon ay parunke palge dekuve shari lava oyev lechashin Hashem Yisrael. Awesome, like copy, perish by the time they come with the ksubis, what the iser is of quenching out, if it's an iser of melabin, iser of mefarik. It seems Taisvus held, we have time till we'll come to Mesechtes ksubis to figure it out. Zok the Gemara weiter. Veloi betevet. It says that one should not be taimen, betevin, is man shein lachem. I will tell you shem yevesh. Boy minei ravade ba masne mei abayim. Muchin she toman behem. If a person took muchin, which Rashi in the Mishnah explained, muchin is called dobo rach, kori muchin, it's a soft material, kigain tzema gefen, katni, kutli shei tzema rach shol beheime, Greiras begodim luyim, it was soft materials. So the yester shaila, muchin shetomen bemal the taltalon b'shabbos. Does the hatmone alone have a chshivis of a yichud, like it was matmen, it was miyachedit for hatmone? So therefore, it loses the din muktze. So let us see Rashi. Muchin einam elo lasis mehem levadim shekayren felta. That means you make felt out of it. Umuktzin einla malocha. That means a person, it's worth much more money to use it to make felt. Ba'osel etaltalon. So memele, one is not permitted to be metaltal muchin samazai. The einlu shetoman ben. But if he was matmin in these muchin, miyam rinan, Yichton lahatmone. That means the maisatmone gufe is a yichud that this is not only to be used for levadin. This is miyuchet for hatmone. Ve'iket teires keili aleim umuta letaltalom b'shabes. Eloi. Or maybe not. He says this gufe it's a material that's used for hatmone. Oh no, it's still Aymed Lasis Levadin. Now he used it for Atmone. But that is not the Shimush, the one-time Shimush is not Mavkia, the Tachlis of these Muchin, which is Aymed Lasis Mem Levadin, so Mamele is Muktze. That is the Shaiva. Muchin Shetome Bemal Taltlon Bishabs. Oh Malay, Vichibibnei Shein Lai Kupish El Teben Aymed. Since he doesn't have Tevin in front of him, because of this he's going to sacrifice his Kupish al Muchin, he won't use it anymore for Lavadim. The Shabbos he used it for Atmone, but Zicha has a much more valuable usage for Lavadim, so Mistomeh, so Zicha is Muktze. The Gemara says, "Leima Messiah lei lechere." We have a barais. It says, "Taimnim begizei tzema." A person is permitted to be matman begizei tzema, or betzipei tzema, or boshayne shalagomon, or bemuchen. all these things are dvarim she'ein no meisif in hevel, if they're dry, ve'ein mitaltel anoison, v'afal pikin, even though you are matmin, you're not permitted to be mitaltel. So you see that what? The hatmona does not have a teiris yichud, that it becomes, now it gets a shame keli for hatmona. So it's a rayat abaye. So must is imishem ha lo iri, orikam. Im loitom an bohen. Maybe the safe is speaking about another case. Well, the first din is telling us, ilchus hatmona, that one is permitted to be matmin sadov hashem ha'isiv hevel. The second then is telling us anudin, im loitam an vem, im metalpul noisam. Then they are mukze. Yochi maila meimre. Mao de teime chozi le mizge alayu. I would think that even though they're oimet to be levadin, but at the present time he could lean on them. So that means they have a shimush now also. Kamash malam that no, since they're miyuchet for levadin, so memele, so they don't have a shimush now, so maybe they are muktzi. Rashi, oimed umafker lekach kupe shal muchin shedomer yekorin ein derech bekach v'loi botli lahatmonen. So he's not mevatel it for hatmonel. Zicha oimed to use it for the main purpose is to make levad. Gizei shal tzema kemoishe nigzuzu. When it was cut off, tzipei tzema la'acha shenavtzu v'shotchu kimin machzolois mishtichin. It was, looked something like mats. L'shoynis la'acha shetzovon v'serken oisikein l'shoynis aruchin l'tavoison. They were oimid to spin them into threads. V'aymet altul moison k'sal k'daitach d'ochikom. Afo pishetom ambem aymet altul moison. So the Gemara says, no. Im loitom an ben, mili milik toni, berei shashminam, titoimnim behem, guloi mois vi havlim. Hashminin seifo, distam muchin, muktsin sninu. Avol eiche de tomen bu, ave ke moishe yichto lakaf, so tzno rai. Le mizgo, le heise valei. Zogti gemore vait. Rav Chizde shore lahaduri udre lebeisadye b'shabbat. Rav Chizde was matter to, if you had a pillow and the stuffing fell out, the muchin fell out, so Rav Chizde was matter to put back the stuffing into the pillow. Hey, svei Rav Chonon bar Chizde le Rav Chizde. Learned matirin beis hatzavo b'shabos avoloi poischa. If a person gave his beged to the cleaners and the cleaners used to make a kesher by the beis hatzavo for some reason, maybe that was more convenient to wash the begodim if the beis hatzavo was tied together. This kesher is considered a kesher she'ene shel kayomo. It was only made only for the kaifsim. So it was made with an intent to be opened up when the bialim gets it back. So since this is a kesher shel kayome, matirin beis hatzavo b'shabbos. So he got it back, he's permitted to open it up in Shabbos. Avo loy poischin. But one is not permitted if the beis hatzavo was as yet not opened up, and he's going to open up, now he's going to cut open, tear open the beis hatzavo, that one is not permitted to do. Ve'ein noisnen es hamuchin, lo'y lusay chakav, lo'y lusay chaksas b'yontif, ve'ein tzorch lo'ymel b'shabbos. Not allowed to do it yontif and not Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Loi kasha, ho bechadati, ho ba'atiki. There's a difference if it's a old pillow, if it's a new pillow. Tanya na mihochi, ein noisni nesamuchin, loi lusoy chaka,
Leila seichaksas biyante veinzach leima bishabes. Nashu mavzirenoise bishabes veinzach leima biyante. I think this Vasemis asks, he doesn't understand what's the he says apsachilik Shabbos and Yontif. Hein bein Shabbos le Yontif aloichol nefesh bulvad. Over here there's a shaila of tikkun moneh. So meichit teisa, there should be a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Let us see Rashi. Lahaduri udri lebei sadye. Lahavzir muchin shenoflu minakal de soicha. Person is permitted to put back the muchin which fell out of the pillow, to put it back. Matirin beis atzavo shederech hakoivsin lekoishon. When they used to wash it, they used to tie the beis atzavo with a knot. Since it was a kesha shenish al kayom, it's permitted to be matter this kesha. Avoloi poischin lechatchile. But to open it up, one is not permitted. The hashter of it lay money. By opening up, there's a tikkun money. There's a makish b'makish b'patish. This is the gemar keli. Before it was unwearable, so by opening up the beis hatzavo, hashter of it lay the bir aloche in seif simen shin mem has a whole pilpul. There's a malacha of Kaireya. Now, we know that in order to be chayv on Kaireya, you have to be Kaireya almanas litfer. Almanas litfer. If it was Kaireya almanas litfer, so then he's chayv. I think they bring down the Mephoshim in Makis as the Kashan Rashi. Why didn't Rashi say is Chayavals Kaireya? Rashi says is Chayavals Ovid Leimone. So they say Rashi held that the whole Chiyav is Kaireya Menas Litva. So since here the Kriya was not to sew it together, the Kriya was Fakel to make an opening, so it's not Chayavals Kaireya. That's what other Mephoshim say. But to be Raloch and Saif Simen Shin Mem, is machadish that Rashi Shita that it is not necessary to be Kaireya al Menas Litvel. Kaireya al Menas Lesakein is also Chayiv. If the purpose of the Kriya is for a Tikkun, you Chayiv don't need al Menas Litvel. As long as it's not a Mekalkul. And therefore, Kaireya al Mesa is Chayiv. It's not al Menas Litvel, but that's Kaireya al Menas Lesakein. So the Biraloche asks the Kashe, so Takeshver, why didn't Rashi say that the Chiyiv is also als Kereya? So he says a Gevaldike Yisod. Meleches Kereya is Shehu Mikalkul Ve'eis HaPule. Every Kereya is a Mikalkul. That was the Kereya of the Mishkan. But Kereya is a destructive pu'ula. He's destroying now. But there's an intent that this destruction should be l'tayelas. So memele, that is meleches Kereya. But if with the Kereya you have a tikkun right away, that is not meleches Kereya. That is not tumi to the Kirei and the Mishkan. So then, this is a new melacha, so the melacha is only al tzmaki bepatish. What does Rashi say? Bechadetish lehoyu me oilam letoichoy osa. Tahashta ovid leimone. I'm creating a pillow. I'm stuffing up a pillow. So that's called a tikkun mone. Batikoy. Batiki laharziroi lekar ze shenoflu mimenu, to return it into the same pillow that it fell out. So this is not called a tikkun mone. It was already in this pillow. It seems from Rashi is returning it in this pillow. So memeo, this is not called a tikkun mone. L'cheira de rehites loshna of Rashi is he puts back
Atiki is not sufficient that the pillow was used. L'chayr, if you put back different stuffing in the pillow, it would seem that it's also. Rashi says, Batike lahachziroi, to put back, l'karze shenoflo mimenu. So that's not called makeh bepatish. It was a pillow already, it just fell out, I'm returning it. That is not called makeh bepatish. We find a similar halacha. The Bishtabru brings down in Simon Shin Yod Zayin, if the shoelaces fell out, one is permitted to put back the same shoelaces. That is not a tikkun mone. To put back different shoelaces is also, that is a tikkun mone. L'chayra would seem the same shoelaces. Here would seem the same stuffing. Therefore, I don't understand the Shmira Shabbos Kilchoso has a shaila if one is allowed to blow up a balloon on Shabbos or an inflated chair. So he says you're allowed to do it. And then Teichat Dvorim, he brings from the Yisaydi Yeshurin that maybe Dafka Tiki, if it was once blown up, then you're allowed to do it. If it wasn't blown up, you're not allowed to do it. So that I don't understand. L'chayre, it would seem from here you have to put back the same stuffing. So L'chayre, if you'd be able to put back the same air that was there till then, Memela. But L'chayre, you're putting back different air. L'chayre, L'chayre from the Lashon of Rashi, L'achziroi l'kar zeh shenoflim, and it would seem that the whole Gemara is like this. Shari lahadure, to put back udre lebeisadye. Yeah. Ochi kamim leitamane metaltle moisoi, amuchin koi, vloy gizitzema filotoman ein metaltle. That the Gemara wanted to be matche abaye. Ho bechadeti, ho batiki. Oi mari, שאם ניתקו חוטי הסלבו, הסלבו, I think, was a type of a cloak, and they used to have a type of a chut that used to go through the salvo, you were able to tighten it. You used to tie the cloak in the stomach with that. So memela, if it tore, now the shells, if you're allowed to put it back into the salvo, Im hanekev rochav, so if it's a broad nekev, v'yochel lach nisoi b'loi toirach shori, kiven da'atiki, that means the chut was there already. U'bovat sheyitnem b'inyin zesh le'elochush shemo yitoka, te b'inyin sheregilis litkoye v'likshir, nire da'asurin laharzik, kadesrinem b'reish kol ha'kelem, That means that if it slips in and out, so then this is mutter. Other Rishonim Shteltzu that we had before, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, imoya rofu imutter. This is like a mitzvah shel tarsiyim, but even though you're putting it together, and here there's no, since it's atiki, so memele it is mutter, but if it isn't an oifen, that it's a b'chine of yitoka. Yitoka means like it's very tight and fast. Or the regilus is when you put it in the knot is made. So then it'll be also gzeiro shema yitoka, the shema yase kesha.